I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelventerpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. If I go to the beach, like in the summertime, I can get dark, very dark, you know, and then it fades. So it's nice to know you can get something custom made.
Yeah. It's custom blended makeup, specific for your skin type, your skin tone. I don't think anybody else does that in a bottle.
Yeah, that's nice.
Not for this cost.
Hi guys, welcome to Denim and Blazers. I'm here with Miss Sarah Andrews.
Hello, hello.
Of Houston Makeup Artistry, and she's about to hook me up with my first custom blend bottle of foundation. She'll be over in a second.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah does all kinds of makeup, though.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So what all is it? What all do you do?
I do traditional makeup, obviously. I love airbrush makeup.
Okay.
I think that's my specialty.
I've seen some of your work. It looks flawless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Airbrush really does help. It goes on small little pixels, kind of like if you were to compare it to like a TV. So because it goes on, it sprays on in the little thin coverage, it really just looks super flawless.
The pictures I saw were beautiful. Yeah.
And that was a terrible camera.
Seriously.
Well, that was a phone camera and terrible lighting.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna chit chat, but she's also gonna be taking care of me,
working in the background here.
Yeah. So is doing the makeup, is that your passion?
Yes.
You love it?
Yes.
What do you most enjoy about it?
I like to see everybody's reaction.
As far as seeing?
Like, as far as seeing that they look at themselves in the mirror and they light up, you know?
Right.
Everybody has a different opinion of themselves.
And we're our worst critics. Worst critics.
You know, whenever somebody sits in my chair, all I see is, oh, they're so pretty. They're so pretty. I love this feature, that feature. You know, I can't wait to play. And then they're just like,
oh, cover this, fix that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, let me see how this works with my freckles and this, that, and another. But that's just how we are, I think, as women.
I think so, too. Definitely.
So hard on ourselves. Whatever that is you use, it actually smells good.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
It was actually created for burn victims. So...
Is it for the burn victims, was it more so for sensitive
issues or covering issues?
Yeah, it has healing properties in it.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's pure minerals.
Awesome.
So what we do is we take those pure minerals, because a lot of people have allergies,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
We all have allergies and we can't really help that.
Right. Just the way you wired.
Yeah.
That's cool. How did you go into doing makeup?
I used to never wear makeup.
Really?
Really. I would never wear it. Oh man, Sean.
I'm weird, huh?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm weird, huh?
Like,
what's my skin doing?
Your skin is acting beautifully.
Oh, well, awesome.
Yeah.
I just got a facial Saturday.
Oh, that could be why.
No, okay.
That
cool.
could be why.
I told Sarah I'm trying to keep my youthful exuberance. I'll be 43 in a couple of weeks. I'm like, holding on.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, bud.
You look really good. You don't
still trying to take care of myself. I think naps, water, and maintenance.
That is necessary.
Yes. Sleep goes a long way. People aren't giving much credit, but it actually does.
You ain't lying.
You can take a nap.
I'm going to go ahead and just put this all over.
Okay.
It's just a makeup remover wipe.
Okay.
It's paraben free, so you should have no worries on burning or itching.
Okay.
It's the most hypoallergenic wipe
mm-hmm.
available that I have found.
It feels nice. Soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so anal about smells. It smells good.
See, that's how I am. If I smell something I like, I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
what
it
is
smells
that?
Awesome. That especially if it's going to be on your face all day.
No,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smells good.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Have you started figuring out your dance with business and like personal time?
You know, that's a struggle still, because whenever you own your own business,
mm-hmm.
it's almost as if you have to unplug.
Yes.
You have to, and that's the most difficult thing, especially if a bride is contact. Like, I had someone contact me on Sunday for
uh-huh.
a spray tan this week.
Oh, wow.
And normally Sundays are my days with family, my
mm-hmm.
day to go to the meetings.
Sometimes
for yourself,
yeah.
And relaxing. And do I just hold it until a day that I work? I can't do that. I can't do that.
She needs me.
Yeah. So, you know, you take your, you know, that was
a good
10, 15 minutes, you know? It wasn't a big deal. There would have been a bride, it would have been a lot more of a involved thing.
So I really admire you about that, as far as dealing with the brides. Because even when I worked in a hair salon, you could almost do somebody's hair ahead of time and kind of be done. Maybe touch it up here and there.
Yeah.
But makeup, that's a whole different beast as far as even the bride. So it's a special gift for you to be able to do that and have the patience to do it.
Well,
because most brides are nervous and they're like very anxious,
yeah.
you know?
That's actually the number one reason why I encourage them.
Too.
I encourage them to do a trial.
What do you mean?
Like a trial before the wedding.
Okay.
You know, that way they know if they love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even if, like, let's just say I'm not the makeup artist that they use. It's
okay.
still a very good, you have a very good reason
mm-hmm.
to do a trial. Because one, mm-hmm. you may have never had airbrush makeup before. Airbrush makeup is very good in a lot of respects.
Okay.
But at the same time, it might be something that doesn't cooperate with your skin.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I've never had that.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I'm going to have to try it. Come in for that.
Or it could just be that a bride, you know, every person tells me, I really want professional makeup so I look my best in pictures. You know, they're spending thousands of dollars for their wedding.
Right.
Why not spend a little bit to make themselves look their best?
Right.
But they're so apprehensive that they're going to look cakey. Or every person says, please don't make me look like a clown.
Oh, wow. You say, I don't want you to look like that either,
no,
right?
That's not it.
Yeah.
You know, so if you have a trial, you know what you're going to look like.
Right.
You can put on the dress. You can see how your hair is up instead of down. You can test things out.
Right.
Instead of leaving it to, oh, I'll see what it comes of.
Right. Do you ever have some people that think they want more and realize that less goes a lot further? Yeah. Sometimes, especially like, by the time you finish wanting your hair up in these, if you want these extreme updos or just something, it has to be a balance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's my job to make sure that I get my client's vision and put it all together.
Okay.
As something that will come out. So I have had a bride who, she just wanted something extremely natural. Her husband, her fiance, he doesn't really like her to wear makeup.
Right.
But she wanted to feel her best and look her best for pictures purposes, even though she herself doesn't wear makeup.
Right, I get it though.
So, I mean, with that, you know that minimal, but you still need to do certain things for the camera.
Right.
You know, so we did a very minimal look, but it was very beautiful, and she felt gorgeous. And whenever you turn around and she looks in the mirror, there's the payback. There's
the payback. She feels good.
Like, you're like, yeah.
That makes you feel good.
I did that.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
So I think that's my favorite part, is whenever somebody had, and then you have some who come in with this, oh, I want this kind of look, or I have this picture from Pinterest. And you're looking at them, and maybe they don't have the same features.
Right.
So you're trying to figure out, okay, how can I tweak this look for their face?
Okay, so that's cool. You at least try to get them there.
It's fun.
Okay. But see, that means that's a natural gift for you, because I would probably be like, you look nothing like this.
Version of Kim K.
Yeah, see,
I mean, you look good though.
That's a gift though, to even just look at them and to find it, you know.
Yeah,
because with makeup you can really transform someone.
You can
really transform someone.
Right now I have a friend of mine, she's like a second mama to me. I told her, I was like, you know, you don't age. Like she legit, she doesn't age.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm so jealous. I work so hard. I've been putting, I like bathe in wrinkle-free cream every night.
And
she just like, I put water.
That's her jeans.
And I'm like, oh, that is, that's her jeans. I'm like, you sorry thing.
Yeah, get a little bit over. Is there any way? That help any? Okay. So what does she do?
She's gonna come over, and I'm going to turn her into an old lady.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So that's the other thing Sarah does. She does theatrical makeup.
I have just started to do theatrical makeup.
She's good. She'll be practicing bullet wounds later
bullet
on.
Wounds later on. Yeah.
So, have you figured out, like, which look is more fun to do? That seemed like that would be amazing. I saw one thing you did where it almost looked like I think it was one of your friends. You showed me the picture of it, and she had something going on with her eye, and it was something here.
Yeah, we put a pin cap in her nose.
Yeah, that was, like, crazy. To just even...
We put a pin cap in her nose, put some blood running through it. I made like a little hole. And we made it all bumpy, and it was amazing.
That takes being able to have the vision though to make that even happen.
Well, and you look so real. Careful whenever you're googling that kind of thing.
I never googled it.
No, don't.
I don't. Say like, no, don't.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't Google it.
No. I mean, I'm googling it for the purpose of learning what looks real, so that I can make it look real. And then I'm like, oh. This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's better you know and not me.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I'm only doing it for the purpose of learning.
Yeah, it's cool. That's a great gift.
Yeah, I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. Of course, I gotta say, you know, she was the first one to sit in my chair that let me do that kind of thing.
She was a guinea pig.
Yeah.
That's a true friend.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go over here since your face is a little wet.
I think it's cool to see me have an eye to do custom blend makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, other than seeing brides and other people being shocked, you know, what's your main mission with your makeup? Makeup business.
You know, my main mission in life is my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I go out in the ministry. Now I am volunteering at least 70 hours a month.
Oh, wow.
I was used to doing like 15 to 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got on that project I was telling you about.
Yeah.
The live production.
Yeah.
And that really just... I was doing like 90 to 100 hours out.
Do you seem like you really enjoyed it too?
That was the best.
Yeah, and even the kids, how nice they look.
Well, we're gonna keep specifics.
Yeah. But it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a great family environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day, there's a group of hair and makeup team. There was 38 of us.
Uh huh.
And I can legit tell you every day somebody's saying something.
I'm sure it was very entertaining and
fun. It is.
Yeah, and the fellowship, everybody hanging out. Yeah.
We have a blast. We really do.
It looked like it was fun. Community. I get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Do you enjoy working with kids?
You know, I love kids.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any of my own.
Mm-hmm.
But I love sending them back home too.
Yeah. But you know, kids just they are very honest. They operate in a different element than it's not the facade dealing with kids. They're just like, okay, they either are completely enjoying the moment or they're ready to go.
This is not okay.
Right. Yeah.
No, I had like 9 kids over the summer.
Cool.
And just nothing but love for each one.
Awesome.
It was amazing.
That's cool. So, with the, I'm sitting here, I'm curious to see what's happening, but I'm trying not to look in the mirror.
No, but with those kids, mm-hmm. it was always something every day.
Okay.
They were the most entertainment.
Okay, cool.
The most entertainment.
I think I'm locked.
Yeah, you are. Let me unlock you.
This is nice. This thing been going through transformation. Oh, wow. It's real natural. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool. I've never had a custom blend bottle. So now I have new makeup. Yeah, what are two frequently asked questions you get with your business?
With the business?
Mm-hmm.
Like frequently asked questions. Oh man.
Other than trying to look like Kim Kardashian.
Well, that's the thing.
Everybody wants to look like Kim Kardashian.
Everybody wants to look like Kim K.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to not be a clown.
Okay, so that's the concern.
That is the main concern. Okay. And I'm old and I have this problem here. Can you do like a nip and tuck?
Oh, okay.
that's the main, that's what they want.
So then that turns into what, contouring? Like trying to contour your face?
Like, do I contour heavy? Do I do this? You know, I just, mm-hmm. really the most important process is having that conversation.
Okay.
That is it. If I have that conversation, like, and I'm looking at them and I mm-hmm. hear what they're saying, I can see it almost come to life.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
We got this.
We can make it happen.
We can make it happen.
Right.
It's all good.
That's cool. You want to tell the audience, you know, like if you have any specials or anything going on?
Oh,
or
yeah. Well.
How they can come and get a bottle of their own?
Yes.
Okay.
So you guys can text me, call me. My number is 281-352-1076. Mm-hmm. That's my phone number. You can also visit my website at HoustonMakeupArtistry.com. Or you can email me at HoustonMakeupArtistry@mail.com.
Awesome.
And that's, you can follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. What's my Instagram? At HoustonMakeupArtistry. And I have a Facebook page called Houston Makeup Artistry. So
that's easy to remember.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to cut out on the video and
I guess. And I'm going to
finish
you up.
And
that's almost done.
If I'm thinking, I'll try to post a picture of something later. I appreciate y'all for being with us on this episode of Denim and Blazers.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.